Part 6, Chapter 2.
I see you have acquired some more animals,
said Numph, querulously, the next afternoon. A jolly Turl had gotten the interview with a bit of persuasion. He was not popular with Numph's office staff, and he definitely didn't seem very popular with Numph. The planetary director sat there behind his upholstered desk. He was not looking at Turl, but gazing with distaste upon the awesome mountain scenery in the distance.
Just as you authorized,
said Turl. Said Numph.
You know, I really don't see any traces of this mutiny of yours.
Turl had put a cautionary paw across his own mouth bones. Numph noticed it and turned to face him. The security chief had brought a lot of papers and some equipment with him. He now raised a warning talon to Numph, and then reached down and picked up the equipment. Numph watched while the security chief passed a probe all over the office, up along the curving canopy beams, beside the edges of the rug, over the desk, and even under the chair arms. Each time Numph sought to question, Turl put up a cautionary talon. Plainly, the security chief was making sure there were no button cameras or picto-recorder diaphragms anywhere about. Turl looked through the canopy and examined the outside carefully. No one was around. Finally, he smiled in reassurance and sat down.
I don't like that recon drone crashing by every morning. It gives me a headache.
Turl made a notation.
I will change its course at once, your planet ship.
And these animals. You're getting a positive zoo out there. Just this morning, Char said you had added 6 more.
Well, actually, the project requires more than 50. Also, some machines to train them and authorization.
Absolutely not.
It will save the company a great deal of money and increase its profits.
Turl, I am going to issue an order to vaporize those things. If Home Office were to hear...
It's confidential. It's a surprise. How grateful they will be when they see their payroll and bonuses shrink and their profits soar.
Numph frowned, feeling himself on very sure ground. Turl knew the blunder he had made before. Numph, left to his own crooked course, would have enormously increased the number of personnel brought here from Cyclo. Every extra employee greatly padded Numph's pocket.
I have other ways of increasing ore shipments. I'm considering doubling our workforce with employees from home planet. There are plenty out of work there.
But that will reduce profits,
said Turl innocently.
You told me yourself that profits were a battle just now.